and account of life in the home. The following is an interview with George Corbin on a hike through Nicholson Hollow. On this hike, Mr. Corbin will be pointing out some of the old home sites and giving an account of life in the hollow. During the interview, I will number each home site. These numbers will correspond to numbers on an enlarged section of the 1930 topographical map. Parts of this interview will be conducted by Mr. Edward Garvey of the Potomac Appalachian Trail Club.
He's going to slap this policy here.
Yeah, like a killing.
Yeah. Because Pollock was over here.
Huh?
We never did know where Fletcher come from. He beat it, my father. But he didn't take nothing, carried his gun and buckled on him all the time.
Well, his wife did too, didn't she?
Yeah. Nobody never did know where he come from.
Nor where he went.
No, that's right.
My family get his wife to hold a gun on him while he beat him, wouldn't he?
That's what they said. I know he was true about his policy. He come across the tree and made me thought Pollock was a spy taking pictures of somewhere else called Tree Pickle. And he just snapped his ears for good. Ain't everything he wrote in his book was so he added a lot to it for a lot of stuff.
Well, you have to look at the old
chair. Yeah. Halfway from the top to the cabin. Well, he just lived over in what they call Corbin's Hollow.
Right.
And he lost his first wife, and if you come down in here for some reason, you met my mother, married her.
She was a Nicholson, obviously.
She was a Nicholson. Yeah. He's the old man there, and Nicholson's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to call the king of the Blue Ridge.
Yeah.
Pictures in the book.
Yeah. It's a beautiful home there, too.
Yeah.
But, so he just married now. What sort of Nicholson's was this would be?
Yeah. He and my mother was old man Ellen Nicholson's daughter. And she called him the king of the Blue Ridge.
Right.
He claimed everything in here one day.
Right here. Yeah.
Yeah. And my cabin clear to Nevers is the reason to call it Nicholson Hollow.
Are they mostly all Nevers?
Well, that's the all Nicholson.
Check it out. You know these little creeks that go up there, well, just all the houses, but Nicholson knows. Nicholson's a family. We came up 2 months ago, we came up from another. We took a side track right in the hollow, and I don't know who had the place, but there was no model T rushing away around the place. Oh, and that was way down below the cabin. Yes, yeah, that was way down. Did they still be Nicholson down that low?
Yeah, they was down. We lived in North Carolina down within a mile of Nevers.
Yeah.
I could have left that model too.
Well, it was parked up there. The car itself was gone, but like there was a radiator and a fender.
I see.
It was very obvious when I'd been there.
I could go out there and find the old chestnut tree. Then the first wife, oh, they was full of chestnuts. We chopped one tree and got a sack of chestnuts, a bushel of them, 60 pounds. But I lived with my father then. I never did go to them. She never lived long, my first wife, right out back of that rock somewhere. And we got that chestnut, so at 4 o'clock the next morning, I put them on my back, walked this 2 miles, down the other side 30 and 5 through the valley to Luray. Got down and weighed them. They weighed plumb 60 pounds. They gave me $12 for them. It was the early end. And I got all the groceries I took back and had money left.
Yeah, well, $12 is good money then.
Yeah, big money.
Yeah. This is old Chestnut area then,
yeah.
Huh?
Different
places, huh?
We tried for 5 years to catch me.